There's now an expenditure which can be marked at 27% to 30%. But we said it should be a quality expenditure because all those projects that are there should actually be valuable projects and they should be value for money. And we also said during the day that because of the fact of non-compliance of the municipality, they are being paid on a prepaid basis. The prepaid basis means you spend money for a particular project and it's paid because of the non-compliance. And that is what currently the municipality is suffering. And we can't actually, you know, bring in another method or form except that one, because by the end of the financial year, they should have spent quality project on the MIG. If we allow them to claim money before any other project, we might risk that the money may not be spent for the internet purposes. And that's why National Treasury, COCTA National, including ourselves, we have actually agreed with that project and process where the municipality must spend money on those MIG projects and then claim. Hence, I called it prepaid on the at the beginning. Yes, indeed, the MM is correct that there have been quite a number of problems that existed in the municipalities. And at one point, the MM tried to prepare an item, send it to council, in view of the attitude or the performance of the integral manager, and it was so horrific that council rejected the report of the accounting officer. You know, to the extent that the accounting officer had to be admitted in hospital because of the frustrations and the stress that he enjoyed. But like I said, as the department, we got into that space, and that is why now we can record between 27% and 30%. In that the implementation plan with the help of MISA is there to ensure that by end of the financial year, the municipality will spend money. But there are other political issues that we have actually escalated to deal with issues of discipline. Because the problem with our municipalities, and it's also happening in Mafube, where somebody who's taking over identifies consequence management. But because somebody may be closer to politicians, and when the item is tabled in council, it gets rejected without the base. So these are some of the issues. But I'm happy that the mayor and the MM have been able to find each other so that these issues that were creating a problem for the municipality gets attended to. And that's what we can report. Some of the cases are already with a special investigation unit in terms of some of the transactions that happened in the municipality that were not of a quality the way we had expected it. So that's where we are, Chair President. We working closely. So the municipality make sure that those projects are taken forward, but it must be quality, because we don't want a situation where municipalities will confirm expenditure, and when you go on the ground like it has happened in Mesimahod, the sports field being built, but when you go there, the expenditure is there, but there's no sports field. So we're trying to avoid those things, and we'll report quality expenditure at the end of the third quarter, which will be March, and by the end of the financial year, the 100% expenditure would have been received, because it was also in the earlier presentation of MISA that this is how far they have got in terms of assistance, including the frustrations that they are expressing around procurement on infrastructure projects. Thanks, Chair.
National COCTA.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. The two colleagues, Simon Rapulani and Malirat, Chair, will respond. They've been interacting closely with this municipality on the infrastructure project. Thank you.
Can I, Chair?
Yes, you can. Proceed.
Thank you very much, Chair. My name is Malagata Machedi from Ministry for Food Bench. And I can report that we have a very efficient system of monitoring performance on the MIG. And that includes deliverables in terms of how far the project is, as well as expenditure. And there are certain targets.
Can I deal with your intro? Effective monitoring system. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Effective monitoring system. By December 2020, from July, the municipality has not spent anything and you call it effective monitoring system. So, from July up to December, the municipality didn't spend anything on me. And then you come and tell us you have got effective monitoring system. And you know, in terms of the norms and the standards, there's a particular percentage that they must spend on. Proceed. I just wanted to put it back to you.
Yes. Okay, ma'am. I withdraw that effective. But be that as it may, the expected expenditure by December is 45%. And at that time, we called all municipalities that had not reached that point with the view of implementing emission measures and understanding what problems could be that would need that could possibly we can offer support on. And in the case of Tukuluho, we directly got this report from the MM that there were issues between him and the technical director. And our advice to him was that this is not the first time that this is happening, and we have had the same thing before. And we wanted to establish that since the technical director reports to you, he has obviously entered into a performance agreement with you, and there are expected deliverables in the performance agreement that you both contracted on. So what have you done? Because he was saying that he has escalated the matter to council, but did not receive any joys there, and was even contemplating escalating the matter to the ANC structures. And we said, but at least from our side as officials and administrative people, here is a legislated system of performance management systems. What have you done? Because if there are instances of insubordination, it is your responsibility to implement disciplinary measures. And if there are developmental areas, it is still your responsibility to assist the technical director to perform effectively. And he admitted that he had not implemented that, but he would. And one of the things that we had expected from him was a report on all intervention measures that he would be implemented as that he would implement as had been advised in that intervention meeting of January. Thank you, Chair.
Did you first, was it the only I heard you talking about two colleagues?
Yeah, yes, Chair. Simon again.
Okay.
Yes. Thanks, Chairperson, and good evening to all the political leadership, all protocol observed. Yes, Chair, I think the HOD that Duma has reflected it well, and Osman Larata as well, he did indicate to say there was challenges which was happening between the MM and the technical director. And that caused a delay in most of the, in almost all the projects that were supposed to be implemented. I know, I at one stage even spoke to the MM, he was admitted when I was trying to make a follow-up on some other technical issues. That was exactly the cause of the delay in terms of implementation of the project. That was the cost of the 0% in December. But we did not stop there, actually. We endeavored with the intervention between the provincial co-opter and the municipality to an extent that at, as of the end of February, they managed to spend 2 million of the 16 million, which also is low, of course, it's 17%. And I must indicate, Chair, that over and above all the interventions that took place, we are also tomorrow we are going to the municipality together with the provincial COCTA so that we can be able to unlock and try to solve all the issues and the bottlenecks that are hindering the progress at the municipality. Chair, I wouldn't like to spend more time. Every issue has been deliberated. Thanks.
Is it happening tomorrow because we are here tonight?
No, Chair.
It is
not happening tomorrow because the portfolio committee has said today. The meeting was scheduled some time back to say we'll be looking at the expenditure at the end of February and then we'll then intervene as possible. It's not because of the sitting. We it's our process. Thanks, Chair.
Can you address us on the issues of consequence management and the disclaimer? Remember, the MSMA gives you powers to do oversight. When did you join the municipality? Did you start in 2016? When was your MM appointed? And then respond to all those issues that are related. These irregular expenditures, fruitless and wasteful expenditures as well.
Thank you, Chairperson.
I asked the mayor.
Okay, sorry.
I was not confused. I always said MM.
My apologies.
You had already responded to the issues. Mayor?
No, thanks very much, Chairperson.
Yeah, I think that issue of 2016-17, I think that with regard to the spending of our conditional grant, our allocations. Now, with regard to the other year, and then the issue of our disclaimer, it emanates particularly on the issues of the documents that have been stolen. That's where the problem is, and then it goes further to the issue of irregular expenditure. It increased our irregular expenditure, and that we did decide that the case will be opened, and then all those things needs to be followed up, so that in order to ensure that we really get the documents, or we can actually know. Who are the people who have stolen those documents? Now, Chairperson, I agree that in terms of our compliance as Auditor General, I said that there is a problem. But we try to address some of the issues. Like, for instance, on the supply chain management, we did appoint, as recommended by the Auditor General, we did appoint a supply chain manager in that office. And then up to this far, at least, we did reduce some other paragraphs as far as the audit report is concerned. And then we also have our action plan that is in place in order to address the issues.
Sorry, Chair. On the paragraphs, Mayor, can you explain which paragraph?
Can hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Chairperson?
I didn't hear the other part. I just said you paragraph and then something passed on and then you were talking about paragraphs.
Yes, he was talking about the paragraphs, reducing the paragraphs of by the Auditor General, and I just wanted to get a sense of which ones have been reduced. because there are a number of them that I can read.
Yes, because it has been disclaimers for the past three financial years, and he must talk to the specifics. I agree with you 100%. Mayor?
Yeah. Thanks, Chairperson. Yeah. I came in 2016, and then on the issues of the paragraphs, the issue of salaries, the issue of the landfill site, the debt impairment, I think that those are some of the paragraphs that we have tried to reduce as a municipality. And it's true that for three consecutive financial years, we did get the disclaimer. So in terms of the consequence management, the district, I think that last year they did write us a letter that they have resolved in order to beef up or give capacity to our MPEG so that we must have a shared service. So the council has to resolve that that particular shared service must be implemented. For Chairperson, we
hey, not. Do I hear you that you are, can I get it clarity here? Because do I hear you saying that you need the shared services to discipline as council? Isn't that you are both mayor and speaker? Do you need services to effect consequence management as prescribed by the MFMA? Do I hear you saying that? I've listed the figures personally of your irregular, fruitless, wasteful expenditure, all the UIU and authorized request. And this has been recurring. There's no any indication that for the past three financial years, there's been consequence management effects. What has got the district to do with the, with your annexes? And I've asked you a fresh question. I suspected you started with this council in 2016. You are not a replacement mayor. Am I wrong?
No, you are not.
You started with this council in 2016. So all these three disclaimers are yours.
But Chairperson, sorry to
and you continue to preside, you're going to come, Kaza. You continue to preside over them, and it's business as usual. It's business as usual. That's why I'm saying you must be fair and open to us to say, are you also yourself as politician involved in this? You must tell us, because if indeed you are not involved, because this is a very serious malpractice that is happening in the municipality. And there are serious financial misconduct allegations that have been uncovered by the AG over the past 3 years against your officials. And what have you done as the political head, as the speaker of the council? That's the question that I'm asking you. Kaza?
But Chairperson, this is what we always say in this committee, that we can't nurse this incompetence. The AG is clear. He says that there was no consequence management to hold staff accountable for the irregular, unauthorized and fruitless and wasteful expenditure, as well as poor performance. So those disclaimers are recurring as a result of you being there. Why should you continue to be a mayor when you cannot have ideas to move from where you are in terms of because if the municipality does not get a clean audit, it can't be a viable municipality. It can't be a municipality that then delivers its constitutional obligation. It can't be that you become a mayor over and over again over a failed municipality, because you are a president there. You are a political head. So surely you should tell us in the committee and ascertain the committee in terms of what action has been taken by the municipality in terms of holding people to account for irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure in the municipality that has been recurring since 2016. Otherwise, we'll be nursing a situation whereby you are now coming over and over again and we're nursing incompetency like this. I am not quite satisfied. I'm not finding comfort in terms of your questions, because you are not detailed, Mayor, in terms of the questions that we have asked. The Auditor General is saying that. We are not saying that about the municipality. And ours here is to then look at ways in which that municipality can be better. And you are not telling us anything about how you are going to remedy, what remedial actions are going to be taken in that regard. Thank you, Chair.
Salga, as the mayor is preparing to respond, Salga, I omitted you. You were supposed to have responded together with Boxer and De Kock.
Thank you, Chair.
Am I audible? Yes, you are.
Thank you very much.
What happened to your political principles? Where are they?
Chairperson, he has been struggling with the network. He moved from the office where he was working because he had an emergency in Butshabelo, and the network is down where he is in Butshabelo.
No apology. I must just guess that he's struggling with network.
I apologize for that, Chairperson. It's an omission on our part.
There were two councillors in the evening and in the morning. Am I wrong?
There was Councillor Yeah, there was meant to be two. There was Councillor Mangotwa. Councillor Sionzana could not make it, even in the morning. Thank you, Chair. On three issues, the issue of MIG, the alleged tensions between senior managers and audit outcomes. Perhaps on the issue of audit outcomes, if I start with that, which is the issue that's now in motion, it would be important maybe for the committee also to just understand part of the drivers to the problem, which we've been trying to understand from Salga. Each time we analyze the outcomes and then go back and sit down with the municipality, which we've done in all these three last cycles. One of the things that we have observed is A, that the CFO that was in the municipality left within 2016-2017, before the end of the first year of this term. And that position remained with acting capacity for prolonged period. And if you look at the trajectory of the outcomes...
What is prolonged period?
Over 2 years.
Explain prolonged period to us. For how many years?
Over 2 years, Chair. That has contributed to that. Part of the things we've been trying to do together with COGTA is to try and get these critical positions filled as quick as possible. However, I think the delays between ourselves, the COGTA, as well as the committee itself in terms of filling in the challenges that arose out of the court decision pertaining to the regulations for senior managers, has made it difficult to find ways in which municipalities in rural and smaller municipalities would be able to attract higher skills. And there's been attempts at this with a bit of struggle in terms of getting properly qualified individuals to assume these positions, particularly in municipalities like Tukulukho. But I'm not making this as an excuse. There were other individuals there, but those individuals were junior to be able to to sustain the results that were sustained pre the transition from the last term to this term. We have held sessions with the team on all these three cycles with developing audit response plans. Unfortunately, there has been difficulties in compliance with some of the audit response that we've agreed together, which has contributed to partly the problems. The PEC of SALGA has now resolved to send its office bearers, the one that is allocated to the Lejwe-Lepotso district, to engage with the leadership of municipality to understand some of the underlying drivers to A, the delays in filling the positions, B, the underlying issues don't often get officially in our official communication. This, for example, would relate to partly the issue that was raised earlier in the morning about the alleged compromise relations between the senior managers, which now the MM has affirmed. Unfortunately, I will be honest with the committee chairperson, we have not been given insight onto this issue at SALGA, so I won't be able to comment on the details of it. However, it would be a concern for us in terms of its impact on the ability of the municipality to perform its services properly, and also if it is a factor in the changes with regards to levels of performance on the MIG itself, which we do not know. It would be part of the things that SALGA office bearers are going to take up with the leadership in the municipality when we engage. We have, Chairperson, which I've indicated already in the morning, already set up platforms to assist municipalities with capacity building in the form of actual training as well as peer learning. One of the ones that affect this particular municipality, on the 21 to 23rd of this month, we have a session already set up. And also there is a session on the 16th of March, which is aimed at introducing what we have worked on based on the last two cycles of the Auditor General, which is a session on consequences and accountability framework, which we are going to adopt and introduce as we introduce the next term of office for local government. We have a session that's already set up for the 16th of March to deal with that, and Tukulukho is one of the municipalities that are going to participate in that session. The aim is to ensure that we reinforce what we had supported in terms of the amendments of the Audit Act, as well as introduce areas that must help to strengthen the gap between implementation of performance management system and processing of the outcomes of a performance management system. Thanks, Chair.
Can I hand over to
Chair, I will not be able to respond to MIG because we've got an arrangement in the province in which we've agreed that as an approach, the issue of monitoring and evaluation on MIG shall be done through a joint effort that is led by COGTA to monitor municipal reports and then provide advisory support on the basis of that instrument. Thanks, Chair.
And that's the agreement wherein somebody was just briefly saying to us, we have got an effective system telling us that. Fine. Can I hand over to the mayor to respond to the issues of this?
Yeah, thanks again, Chairperson. Yeah, I will maybe request to the committee that maybe I should go back and look into the to the post audit plan and recovery plans, and then that can include our consequence management. And then within 2 months' time, then I get back and report again to the committee as far as the issues of consequence management is concerned.
You want to tell us you are going to act within the next 2 months? The request all about that. I want to get clarity on the request. What are you requesting? Because you had this report since 2016. What's the request all about? I just want to get clarity so that we know what are we agreeing on. Within the next 2 months, you are telling us we'll have acted over these three financial year reports. Is what you are going to do?
Chairperson, as far as the report is concerned, as the committee is requesting that there is no question.
Because before that, ne, I want you to also now just come, and then I'm sorry to interject you, it's because of this current status quo. You'll understand our frustration. And this is a small municipality. To me, smaller municipalities are the easiest to run. You know? Because you have not even answered the question here, Honorable Mukalitu. Service delivery is only happening in your ward. How true are these allegations? Because it's a very serious one. The point that I'm trying
and
to raise with you.
And
also Honorable Show's questions. The record questions as well are not yet responded to as well. But the point is that if you are saying you are going to come back in 2 months' time, the post-audit action plan of 2018-19 by now should have been exhausted in terms of implementation. Because already now you are being audited. Even if it was not for the delay of the COVID, by now they should also have finished your audit, if I'm not mistaken, the aging. So the issues of post-audit action plans now to say you're going to look at, because these are the stuff that yourself as the mayor, if you read what the MFMA says, these are the things that you do oversight. It's like your tool. It's like your Bible. It's like your Bible. These are the things that, mainly when they are developed, but what I'm seeing here throughout the 3 years, it was just malicious compliance. Let's do the post-audit action plan because that's what we are required to do. There's no monitoring to that effect. So I need to be guided. What must I agree on the 2 months period? You want to assure us you have acted against those officials who were implicated in those reports since 2016 up to today. Okay. Answer the other questions. We'll come to that one at the later stage. The record then is up as well. The record.
Chair, I've listened to the response by the mayor and in the MM. And we do have challenges in this municipality. Their post-audit plan is not implemented. They don't have consequence management. And as much as we can ask them any question, it's obvious regarding those two, it's obvious we'll not get it. So as the mayor has requested that he be given a chance to do all those things, at least he should be able to tell us, as to say, in the next coming 2 months, what is it that we can expect as the committee from them? What is it that he's going to do so that when he comes, at least we know what is it that the municipality is going to do, and failure to do so, what should be the consequences? And Chair, this thing, it also takes us back to the municipality of Machabeng when we're dealing with the issue of national government. We've got three spheres of government, we understand, but these three spheres of government need to complement one another. We are having this municipality that does not have implement its consequence management for the past 3 years. They don't implement their post-audit plan for the past 3 years. Yet we have the provincial COCTA, we have the provincial treasury, we have the national COCTA, we have the national treasury. Why are they not seeing these things when they are happening? The municipalities are submitting the report to this department. But what is it that the department is doing with this report? Because if the department were going through the report of the municipality, they were supposed to identify these challenges and assist these municipalities. So then you'll ask yourself, what is the role of these other spheres of government? Because the challenges of the municipality, if we can check the trends in all these municipalities that we've been meeting with, they have these challenges which started long time ago. But none of the entities that are supporting our government department are able to assist in that. And secondly, Chair, we are listening to the presentation, also to the responses of SALGA, of which I believe that one of the objectives of SALGA is to assist the municipalities. But you have a municipality like this, a very small municipality with a population of less than 40,000, only 2,000, but they are struggling. I believe that if SALGA also is also doing its own mandate, they can also do benchmarking these municipalities. We are not supposed to experience these challenges in these small municipalities. If SALGA can also assist us by starting with the smaller municipalities, so that when we go to the bigger municipality, at least we'll be able to deal with the challenges that we are facing. But if we are failing in this smaller municipality, why do you have to have SALGA? Why do you have to have provincial treasure? Why do you have to have national treasure or national SALGA or provincial SALGA? Thank you, Chair.
Unfortunately, we can't let them go today, Chair.
Leza, stick through the chair, please. You're going to come after Mkalip.
Chair.
Honorable Mkalip.
Thanks, Chair. No, Chair. We can't accept what the mayor is putting as a proposal, Chairperson. It can't be 3 years consecutively, and then now we're being told that he wants to come after 2 months. What is he doing there as a mayor? He is a political head, for argument's sake, Chairperson. He is the one who's supposed to know what is happening when.
This Lord is the black and white. The pink and white. Yes. Sorry, my apologies.
Sure, Chair.
Sorry, Mkalip.
He is elected, Chairperson, a political leader, a political figure of the municipality, who's supposed to have this information in his fingertips. Gandhi, why do we have policies? Why do we have legislations? Why do we have acts? Because those things supposed to be implemented by him as a political head. It can't be, Mayor. You know, the AG told us that only 20 municipalities received clean audit. And when, for the last past 3 years, we have failed people of your municipality. And now we are coming with 2 months. Aye, Mayor. No. How do you sleep at night as a mayor, knowing very well we have not get a clean audit for the past 3 years? And then you come here and propose for 2 months. I agree with Honorable Direko 100% and the Chairperson. As long as we can give you that 2 months, as long as you are going to come and tell us who are the people who have been fired, who are not doing their jobs. Because I have also posed the question to you, direct to you. There are allegations, serious allegations of nepotism, to say that it's only your ward in Ward 1 that is being serviced. All other wards, there is no service delivery. We have not even attempted to convince this committee that that is a lie. So, no, Mayor, we can't agree to that one. Please be faithful and be trustworthy to your own people, let alone from your own political party who have deployed you. You are failing even your political party. Even the lady who was presented here before you as the chairperson was also telling that lady that no, she must withdraw what she's terming as effective mechanism monitoring system. She was even trying to tell us that someone was reporting to her that he reported to the ANC, because it's the ANC who deployed you to become the mayor. So if you can't perform your duty as a mayor, who's supposed to be a political head, please resign. Please be faithful and resign. We're sick and tired of these people who want to do things as if there is no oversight that is going to be done to them. No, we can't accept that unless you tell us how many people are going to be fired who are not doing their job, including you. If you are failing to fire people as you are giving powers, we must resign with immediate effect. We are sick and tired of these things that are doing here in municipalities. We can't accept that. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Chair.
No, thanks, Chair. Sorry about earlier on. It's just that some issues, then
you call it a night what? Late night what yourself?
Late night effect. Late night effect, Chairperson.
Yes, Chair.
It's late night effect.
Honorable Chair.
Can you hear me, Chair?
Colleagues, can you hear him?
It looks like...
Yes, Chair.
Yeah, now you are coming
back.
Yeah,
we can hear him.
Hearing me now, because you are frozen. Can you hear me, Chair?
Is the Chair frozen?
Late night effect. No, Chair. Can I continue, Chair?
Yes.
No, thank you very much. My apologies for earlier on. It's just that this issues can propel you to them. There's no way that we can allow such a thing as proposed by the mayor here in it. Because these things, as you have said, Chair, that they are recurring from 2016 up until now. Are you trying to say, Mayor, that you are that ill-prepared a person that you cannot have a post-audit for all these financial years that you have skipped, that you have obtained audit on? Really leaves a lot to be desired and should say a lot about the status of local municipalities and the urgency that needs to be taken by National COCTA and the stakeholders to really drive at remedying this situation. We can't accept that, Chair. We can't accept. You come here, you are ill prepared. We are supposed to be reading your presentation throughout the night, actually. And you come as a political head, you are ill-prepared here, and you don't have a post-audit. How are we going to have a sense of how your municipality is even going to be improved? So that means there's no, you can just stay there for the next and obtain another disclaimer, and then ask for 2 months again. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. Not at least while we're here in the committee and still alive and sober. So answer the questions, Mayor. We need detailed information in the committee for records of what how your municipality has performed. There is lack of oversight, as the AG is saying, by the council at insufficient implementation and maintenance of financial statements. There's interference in administration, which weakens oversight, hinder the effectiveness of consequence management, and make local governments less attractive for professionals to join. That's what we were talking about in the Systems Amendment Bill. That then these municipalities now, Chair, they need to be professionalized so that people are appointed on merit, not on political connections and all those things, because it results to the kind of incompetency that we are experiencing often when it comes to local municipalities. And my worry is the people on the ground led by such leaders. What else what kind of evolution will they experience? They will be caught up here if Xeza is thinking like this at this level and is a leader. He can't, people that he leads cannot move beyond that because he is then dictating how they should grow as a people. So it can't be. We need information, Chair, and we need it now. Thank you very much. There's no postponement that we are going to allow here. We're going to knock off at 8 o'clock.
What time are you talking of, Ken? Let's see. We'll pass this municipality now and move to the next one. Honorable Speed, you were here since 8 past 8. My apologies, Ashmed. Welcome you back.
Good evening.
Sorry. Sorry for that. I saw you. I forgot I should have done that long ago. Welcome back. At least fellow Billy's questions are not yet answered. Macedonia, we were together during the day on your issues. That takes us to fellow Billy. Let's just take to Kuluho for now. Let's go to fellow Billy. There were questions specifically raised by Honorable Spies and others. So that is like, I know Honorable Kessa raised questions also with Honorable Coach. They raised questions. Can I hand over to the mayor of fellow Pili and then you'll introduce yourself again and the team. Over to you, Majoro. We don't have the solo Pili delegation yet.
Chairperson?
We do have.
Oh, yeah. You're taking time. Can the mayor take the lead?
Okay, Chairperson.
Major, take the lead.
Good evening, Chairperson. I'm not the mayor. I'm the municipal manager. I will let the acting mayor to take the lead.
Where is the mayor? UAMM, because you are saying you let the acting mayor. You seem to know before you ask the mayor, acting mayor. Where is the mayor?
Chairperson,
Good evening, Chairperson. Good evening, Chairperson.
Don't disrupt my meeting. Raise your hand. I'm asking the MM. The MM is on the platform. I won't allow rowdy elements here, please. The MM is on the platform. Somebody is telling me, good evening, Chairperson. MM, respond to my question.
Thank you, the Chairperson. Chairperson, the council...
MM, you're on the floor.
Yes, Chairperson.
Yes, I asked, where is the mayor?
Chairperson, I'm going to
talk about an acting mayor.
Yes, Chairperson. The council took a decision to place the mayor on an indefinite leave after the MEC of COCTA has introduced Section 106.
So the mayor is on leave?
Yes, Chairperson.
Since when?
Since the 26th of February.
Since the 26th of February 2020 or 2021, this month?
This month, last month, Chairperson 2021.
Is it in terms of your standing rules as an accounting officer for somebody to have any definite list?
No, Chairperson.
What informs that? Because I'm not aware of any legislation that gives provision to that. Maybe you must assist us as an accounting officer because I want to also know how are you dealing with that. Is the MEC carrying the expenses that comes with that, or is the municipality carrying? Is it compulsory force or whatever? I want to know, because you call it indebtedness.
I'm phrasing as
you are the accounting office. I'm putting just put your video so that we can hear you properly. Maybe if you mute your video, you're gonna be, we've seen you.
Okay, sure.
Sure, try. That's better. You are audible. Sure.
Okay. Chairperson, the council has, there is nothing like that in the standard rules and order that is called an indefinite leave. And, yes, and the council, as they resolve, they say the mayor should be staying at home up until these investigations of 106 are finished. And
it's a council resolution.
Yes, Chairperson. And I have to also mention that we, last week, Thursday, we received the papers from the lawyers of the mayor, where the mayor is taking this matter to court. So I'm in the, yes, Chairperson, I'm in this predicament of elaborating.
Did you advise your duty to advise council? Did you advise council that what you are doing is not in terms of the law?
No, Chairperson.
You have a fiduciary responsibility.
Yes, Chairperson, I'm aware.
You have a fiduciary responsibility yourself to make sure that council complies with laws, rules, and regulations.
Yes, Chairperson.
You just allow that resolution to go through. Because it's for the first time, I've never heard of a situation where in an MEC invokes 106, then somebody must step aside, must take indefinite leave. Indefinite leave to me is paid leave. It means you didn't take the mayoral vehicle. So that person is just a pity. You don't just want that person to come to the office. But that person is still a mayor, I suspect.
Yes.
So I can't believe what I'm hearing, honestly. Mm. And I just did that out of caution, because isn't that ideally there would have been proper communication. So that's why I'm saying. So the acting mayor is also appointed by council.
Yes, Chairperson.
Who appointed the acting mayor? And where is the speaker?
The speaker is in the house as we are speaking, Chairperson.
The speaker is here in this meeting.
Yes, Chairperson.
Oh, okay. Yes, Chairperson. And then who's the acting mayor? Is the colleague who was shouting at me?
Yes, Chairperson, is Councillor Baleni.
Okay. I see hands of members are up. Honorable Kunevas, followed by Honorable Kalipi.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, again, excuse my camera due to connectivity. Chairperson, just a point of just clarity seeking from the municipal manager. The MEC invoked Article 106, and then the mayor is already seeing legal advice. I just want to find out if that is correct, if she explained herself correctly in terms of that. So the process started with 106, and then the mayor already went to a lawyer. I just want to have clarity on that.
Law of information is this one. The MEC invokes 106. Council take a resolution to say when the MEC is invoking 106, we are giving you, mayor, an indefinite leave. Go and stay at home. We don't want you here. But she will respond. That's how I understand the matters. MM respond to Honorable Fournevall's concern because he wants to raise follow-up questions.
Yes, Chairperson, you've understood, you've put it like it happened, where the MEC instituted 106, and in that particular council meeting where the MEC was introducing the 106, the council added some resolutions, where in the second resolution was that the mayor should be on an indefinite leave, and the other one is that Councillor Baleni be appointed as the acting mayor, and that the mayor bring the tools of trade, which is the municipal vehicle and the computer. And after that, the mayor...
And then?
And that's the mayor's
advice. Now,
yes, Honorable Chairperson.
Is the mayor a she or a he?
Is a he.
Is the mayor a she or a he?
Is a male Chairperson. Is Councillor France. Thank you so much. Yes, Chairperson.
Chairperson, the clarity then is.
And then, yeah, yes, before that, no. Wait, Kurnevas. Before that, I'm going to give you a chance. The MEC was talking about its intention to invoke 106. Am I wrong? He was not presenting a Section 106 report, ne? In the council. He was talking about his intention to invoke 106. Am I wrong?
You are correct, Chairperson.
Okay. Over to you, Honorable Cornevals.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, then the MM must explain in terms of, can I say, the mayor going to the lawyers, what advice is she going to seek and what, can I say, case is she bringing against the municipality? Is it because of the resolution taken or is it because of the Article 106 that's being invoked? Is she clarity on that?
Though she won't speak on behalf of the mayor, ne? Can I take the other hand? What is the intention? I've seen Honorable, your question will be answered, Honorable Kumevans, Nkalipi followed by Direct.
Thanks, Chair. Can the accounting officer take us into confidence as how long is the investigation going to take place? Because that way we must get a clarity in terms of this indefinite leave of the mayor.
And at the same point, she said the leave is indefinite. She will clarify that. I wanted to make that my emphasis as well, because I underlined the word indefinite.
Yes.
Then...
So once, as an accounting officer is going to clarify this committee, the investigation itself, how long does it take? Because we can't have an open and ended investigation. It can take 2 years, 4 years, 5 years. So it means that...
And that's the MEC's process, not council's process, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Proceed.
Chair, it's
okay. Honorable Direko, then speak.
Chair, mine is on the decision by council. I just want to check with the MM as to what was the process that the council followed in order to give the mayor that infinite leave, and how was the agenda of that day crafted so that we can understand after the MEC presented, then it was that item or it was that item before or so. And secondly, I stand to be corrected. When you speak about Section 106, it takes about 3 months to be completed. So should that investigation be completed in 3 months? And what is it that they are going to do with the council? If the mayor is not implicated in the investigation, are they going to return the mayor? Or whether he's implicated or not, is on that leave.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes, Honourable Steve.
Sorry, Chairperson. I'm
laughing loud.
I'm gobsmacked. I have heard many things in my life. Chairperson, Honourable Dereko has actually started with what I want. There must be a process to just put a mayor on leave, and for that matter, indefinitely. And there's something amiss here. There's some missing information that we are not getting. It didn't happen one morning. What was the process to get the mayor on leave, to put him on leave? Leave alone the Section 106. What was that process? I understand that mayor taking them to court now, and he's most probably going to win it. There are a few things you can do to get to put them, not get rid, but to allow for a Section 106 to happen, and how you then dispose of a mayor legally and legitimately through a council process. But the council must have a process in order for them to dispose of that mayor. And we are not hearing what that process is or was. And we need to know that before we can ask a lot of questions. Thank you, Chair.
Colleagues?
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay. Yes, I wanted to...
Chair?
We can't hear you, Chairperson.
Looks like the chair is frozen.
Chair. Lasegi.
Is late effectiveness.
Night effect.
Chairperson, can you reposition yourself? Can you get a new place?
I'm sure he's restarting the gadget.
Oh, could be, yes.
At times it's a network glitch.
Colleagues, I think meanwhile we are waiting for the chair, we can proceed with the meeting. Who has noted as the next speaker so that we can allow the next speaker to speak while we are waiting for the chair?
No, she's saying on the group that we must take over. I'm sure she's experiencing some network problems.
Okay, thank you. I did not note the following speaker. Have you all spoken, colleagues?
No, yes. It's Chairperson Duma.
Yes.
Chairperson, my name appears off note Galaxy because I was caught off at some point and I requested your indulgence if you would call.
Okay, no, it's fine. Let me just allow the members to speak, then you'll come. Okay. Honorable Groenewald.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, sorry, this is the second time I speak, but just a quick question as well. In terms of 106, it states that there's investigation into maladministration, corruption, and so forth. Is there a possibility the MN can take us into confidence and see more or less what is it about? Does she have any information why the MEC invoked, or if the MEC is present, if he can tell us why is Section 106 invoked?
Thank you, Honorable Groenewald. HOD, let me first allow the municipalities to respond, and then you will come after them. There are questions which members seek clarity on them on the issue of the infinite leave that has been given to the mayor of this municipality. We want to know what was the process that was used, the issue of Section 106, and what informed the decision by the council. MM, can you please respond?
Thank you, Honorable Direko. The first question that was posed was from Honorable Groenewald on the legal action. Why did the mayor took a legal action? As I read the papers, is the legal action is the basis of it is on the resolutions taken to put him on this leave. That is the basis of the legal action that the mayor took, not necessarily that the Section 106 is being is. There is an intention to institute Section 106. And the other question was asked, how long is this leave? In terms of this Section 106, Honorable Direko, you are correct. The maximum period is the investigation should be taking not more than 3 months. And only one item was presented in council, which was the item talking about the 106. And after the item has served in council, the councillors' council discussed the matter presented. And there was only one resolution on the item. And council proposed or added more 3 other resolutions on that particular item. There was no any other item presented. It was only an item of Section 106 with one recommendation, and they added other recommendations which came as the resolutions of council. And the process that was followed was that process, there was no initial, there was no specific process that was followed of investigation and others, but it was the process during the discussions in council that put us here where we are on the mayor being on leave. Even if they call council has named it as an indefinite leave, but in terms of 106, because the matter that was put on discussion was the matter of Section 106. I'm not really sure whether I've answered all the questions.
You have adequately responded to that. Deal with the others.
Chairperson, I was asked the legal action, the period of the leave, and the item presented.
And the time frame of the investigation.
Thank you, Honorable.
Chairperson, my apologies. Look, Chairperson, my gadget still reflects Galaxy Note 10. And some of the questions that I ask, I think Cocta is the position to reflect on. If you can allow us a space to reflect on those issues affecting Tswelopele local municipality. I'm not trying to push other members aside who want to ask questions. But the report of what actually happened and what is the reversal that we have had as the department, if you would allow me, maybe after the MMM has finalized her story.
That's where we were going to come to do. Can we allow the MM to respond to the other questions by the members? She has adequately dealt with the question raised by Honorable Hunevat. There was Honorable Mukalipi, Honorable Spies, Honorable Heza, and Honorable Direk, including myself.
Honorable.
And Honorable, so you want to?
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay. You raised the question as well. Maybe the time was that. MM, proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, the Tswelopele municipality last year, around August, September, there were community unrest in particularly Hoopstad on number of issues, which is water and sewer and some of other issues. And where all these things started up until the community marched and they handed the memorandum, and in their memorandum they raised a lot of issues which I believe the HOD is going to respond to some of these things. That is why the MEC came and with the indication and intention of instituting 106 on the basis of what was raised in the memoranda. I'm not really sure whether I've covered all that was raised, because I was asked whether what was the basis also of this 106.
The 106 part should be dealt with by the HOD. I think maybe I must allow the HOD to come in now. HOD Duma?
No, thanks, Chairperson. The MM is correct. We received a memorandum as co-chair. The memorandum was indicating a lot of allegations against the mayor and other councillors, to the extent that there were unrest in the municipality. And after the MEC went there to try and calm the situation down. And he was given a list of things that the community was concerned about. And among the things that were there was the supply of quality water, which subsequently was followed by felt fires, and subsequently now during the heavy rains, the floods. And when we sat down to analyze the memorandum from the community, we realized that this memorandum, there's a number of allegations that are placed against the municipality, which at the time we thought it would be best for us to invoke Section 106 to do a thorough investigation of all these complaints so that we can table a report before the Municipal Council. And then MEC then went to, you know, address the council. At the time when the MEC addressed the council, we addressed the council. After addressing the council, we gave the reasons why we're invoking Section 106 of the Systems Act. after he had left, council then, because it was supposed to be a special council meeting to entertain the Section 106 notice, council then included other issues to say, because there's going to be an investigation. We suspect that the mayor might disturb the investigation. Therefore, let's also include an intent that deals with the suspension of the mayor, or especially for the mayor. When we got notices, we informed councillors that it is wrong, because this was a special council. And then we look at the standing rules and orders of your council. They do not provide for what we have actually done. But over and above that, is that you are becoming preemptive, because if you suspend the mayor now without any investigation, it creates an impression that the mayor is supposedly wrong. And we said, the best would be, let's allow the team in terms of Section 106 to come and do whatever work that they need to do. And as part of their terms of reference, they will indicate in case they need extra capacity or they need some of the officials, including political office bearers, to be suspended or to be put on a special leave in view of the fact that they may disturb the investigation. But now, the airtime was about 106. You included other airtimes, which are not agreeable in terms of standing rules and orders. After receiving that information, we wrote the letter to the municipality and said, that council meeting, however good it was convened, but we included other items that were not part of the meeting. So we have not sent that letter to the municipality because there were political engagement. But from what I can say, as head of the department, the procedure followed by the municipality was wrong. You can't suspend a person or put a person on a special leave without establishing facts. And I think that is why the mayor has taken this matter to include her lawyers to say the municipality, in terms of their resolution, they are preemptive, that I'm the cause of problems in this municipality, when the investigation by the MEC has not even determined that. And I think that is the reason why there's that interdict. But even before that interdict, we warned the municipality that you shouldn't be preemptive. Let's allow the team to start its work, tabulate the terms of reference, and out of the work, preliminary work they may have done, they will indicate who do they want, because that very report, and that is the condition within Section 106, to say, we'll go to council and say, we need to suspend the following people because they will disturb our operation in terms of investigating the following things that the community complained about. And that's where we are now, and that's what we still insist to the municipality, that your decision to include an item that was not part of a special council agenda, it's wrong. It doesn't conform to your standing rules and orders. And that's one of the trends that I see our municipalities are doing in the province. Flouting procedures in terms of their standing rules and orders. And then this thing encouraged the department to go to court and apply for a declaratory order. This is exactly what I meant at the beginning when we started during the day, to say we're creating an atmosphere where we will go to court as a family of court. And this thing indirectly persuade animosity and incoherent cooperation amongst ourselves, because we need to say, this is what we need to do. And as a municipality, we say, our decision is informed by this. And we go check the legislation, whether it provides for whatever what COGTA intends to do or what the municipality intends to do. And that's where we are now. Chairperson, thank you. I think I have provided a thorough explanation. And that's why we have actually invoked Section 106. But the municipality take a resolution to place the mayor on a special leave. It was preemptive. They were preempting what the Section 106 will come up with. Thanks, Chair.
Before you leave, and you are saying you got a memorandum with allegations in relation to the mayor and other councillors, and then the same council decided to only suspend the mayor and leave these other councillors. How many councillors were implicated in that memorandum, whatever complaint, as sir, far as you remember?
Sir, I don't really, as part of my principle, don't want to talk on top of my head. But we can provide the community with
anything. I know you are good at that, but it was not the mayor alone.
So, but they decided to put the mayor
to only on a special leave. Target the mayor.
And remember, Chair, if you put somebody on a special leave, it must be with the basis. So that one never had the basis. And there's no legislation that provides for special leave. If somebody is alleged to have done something, you say we will recommend a special leave because this person will interfere with the investigation. Other than that, you implement disciplinary procedures that must be invoked in terms of government structures to municipal councillors. Thank you.
Amen. I'm coming back to you prior to us coming back on this matter. You have got a fiduciary responsibility to advise councillors. That's why you are there as an accounting officer. Did you do what you are supposed to have done? Or is just an environment that is so volatile that also prevents you from doing your work? When you realize that people have done, taken illegal decisions, what steps have you done? Because the PFMA allows you to do certain things, even to report to the AG. Because where I am, my worry is that you could have paid the mayor now, or you're going to pay the mayor salary. I don't know whether that leave is with or without pay, but also then to strip the mayor off. Because you are saying the car, it was taken, everything, tools of trade. Definitely you log the mayor out because I don't think the mayor will have left. I don't know. I don't have the facts. But that's the point that I'm trying to raise here. And then the consequence, who's going to pay for the costs? Because there was a purely procedural aspect. As you were explaining, I was listening to say, there were even other additional items that is the only agenda item was to consider the report to the investigation that the MEC is going to invoke 106. But these other additional items of suspending and appointing and acting mayor, they were not processed in line with the standing rules. And then, because it's a council resolution, though it's illegal, you are implementing it yourself as an MM. This is how MMs are subjected to in the province, if I'm to ask also Salga and the with this Salga in the province. But MM, you have got the fiduciary duty, because if I were you, I would have stood up in that council and say what you are doing is wrong. This is the best practice. Or post that you write the current sitting incumbent and the speaker. Because when the speaker to talk to us on this matter, he won't let it go like that.
Yes, Chairperson. Chairperson, the situation in our municipality is volatile. Seeing somebody being put on special leave is not a first occurrence. And as the accounting officer, more than often, when I try to advise the council, more than often, I'm not offered that opportunity to speak in council, because more than often, it will be said that I was not part of the caucus. Therefore, the situation and Chairperson is not a new situation, because various departments in the province know about the situation in our municipality. how volatile the situation is in the municipality. But coming to this particular council where...
Before that, yes. For how long have you been in the municipality?
I've been in Solopedi since 2017, May 2017.
SMM?
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay, proceed on the other matter.
Chairperson, yes, on this particular Council of February, to be honest, Chairperson, I never advise council to say this decision that they are taking is a very wrong decision, is a wrong decision or is the correct decision, because the item that was there was on 106.
Are you done? MM? Police, can you hear me?
Yes, Chair.
Yes,
Chair.
I'm recovering from the chair.
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay, I'm proceeding
depending with my...
We are done?
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay, colleagues, that's the status quo. That's how things are. Speaker, I think you need to come now and talk to this matter now.
Good evening, Chairperson.
You've heard the HOD. You've heard the... Yes, Speaker, how does this thing happen under your watch? Because you've got a fiduciary duty to make sure that the standing rules of council are complied with as the chairperson of council.
Chairperson, thank you,
you
for
are
the
doing taking decisions, Mamela, I'm not just saying. If you are doing things as reckless as you are, how sure are you? Are we that then you could be able to do oversight on the public press and matters that have to do with the finances of this municipality? Because already now, you have caused the municipality to incur an irregular expenditure under your watch of not complying with your own standing order and the laws of this country. I think you've heard the rule as the part-time rule. Even if people have to suspend somebody, you must first give that opportunity, person an opportunity to say his side of the story. Tell the person of your intention. What you have done, as the HOD has said, is preemptive. Like putting the cards in front of us. Let me hand over to you, Speaker. It's
thank
a matter of concern.
Chairperson, I really like to say to the committee that I have advised the council regarding the decision that they are taking, that it was not right. And also requested the MEC to advise the council on taking that wrong decision. But the council refused the MEC to advise them. And Chair, really, we used to give the MM an opportunity to advise this council, especially when we see that things are not going the way it's supposed to. As we know that the decision that was took by the council to put the mayor on leave, it was not an item on the agenda. It's just the recommendations that the council puts on the resolutions. I've tried so many times to put standard rules and orders on council. So really, MM decided to be quiet in that council. Thank you, Chairperson. That's how I can explain to the committee.
Okay. Colleagues, how do we move forward?
Chairperson?
It's a mess, Chairperson. It's a mess.
Advise me how do we move forward.
Sure, Chairperson.
Honorable Mukendi, speak. Honorable Mukendi, speak. Followed by Jireko, followed by Steve, followed by Chaz. You must advise how to end here. Mukwege.
Yes.
Bulela Ngwanosi.
Thank you very much. Good evening again. I'm worried with the last statement made by the...
I can't hear you. Is it only me? Can you hear him? Colleagues?
No, we can't hear him. We can't hear him.
Honorable Mutwenzi, raise up the volume of your gadget, please.
Am I audible?
Or you'll be last.
Yeah, let me be last.
Now you're audible.
Oh, I'm audible now. I'm saying I'm worried. I'm worried by the statement. I'll log in with another gadget. It's fine.
Try another gadget. You'll be the last one. Let me allow the response, Kaiser, so that we should be concluding this matter.
Chair, in this matter, we are having three challenges. Number one is of the MM who failed to advise the council accordingly. And then secondly, the council who are refusing, as per the speaker, the council who is refusing the advice from the Department of Culture. So I believe that amongst ourselves, we have the HOD. And the HOD has indicated that the decision that was taken by council is a legal decision. Therefore, I would like to know from the HOD, why are they failing to enforce the right decision in that municipality? And if the municipality is refusing to be advised by the department, what are other measures that the department must follow in order to enforce the legal decisions in that municipality, in order for them to reverse the decisions, the illegal decisions that they have taken? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Jireko. Honorable Spies, followed by Kaiser, then it will be Mungwench.
Chairperson, the council must go back and rectify their mistakes. They must go and fix what they have done wrong, because they are now, besides all the other issues that they have, problems that they have, and share this long list of problems. But this thing is going to now make it very difficult for them to move forward with any other matters, because this mayor, whether he was out of line or not doing things correctly, has a leg to stand on, because they wrongly, incorrectly, illegitimately disposed of him, put him in suspension. So they must fix it. And this council must listen. I would like to know from the speaker who these councillors are, and did they take a caucus decision around this matter? How did it, was it the council unanimously, all councillors from all parties? How did this transpire? But they need to have a special council meeting as soon as possible and review and rescind that resolution that they took. and that mayor must come back. And if they want to suspend him, they must follow a proper disciplinary process with him and others that are implicated, as well as officials. And that is what needs to be done before we can even do anything else. I'm done, Chairperson. Thank you.
Okay. The next speaker is Honorable Keza.
Oh, thank you, Chair. mine is very, very brief. I do have a technique in reading the voice tone from my technical studies at school when I was doing jazz. And I am sensing from their voices a tone of fear to divulge information in the committee because of the volatile situation, as they have put it. I do not think that there is even conducive atmosphere and working relations in the municipality according to the manner in which I sense their tones. I also sense that there might be an element of patriarchy in the municipality. And if so, how are they thriving if they cannot even advise a council in terms of their fiduciary duty? What then becomes a problem, because it is the law that they should be applying there. And I think it could have been that there is a strategic political decision that was that informed, but they should then be frank with us in terms of what they saw, because surely this unfolded in front of their eyes, and they know what transpired, and I do not think that much information is provided to give us a sense of what informed the decision. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Muntwedi.
Thank you very much, Chair. I hope I'm audible now. Hello?
Yes, you are. You are. You can proceed.
Thank you very much. Chair, I am worried with what the speaker just said now, because it appears as if both the speaker and the MM are actually here to actually, you know, defend themselves. I'm saying this because when the MM spoke at some point saying she advised council that the decision that council is taking is a wrong decision. But having listened to what the speaker of council said, the speaker says that she advised council and the MM chose to remain quiet. And yet earlier on, the MM spoke of advising council and so forth. So it is really worrying between the two.
No. Let me help you reconcile. The MM is on record saying, hey, the way things are so volatile, I didn't do that.
Okay.
That's what he said. Sir. Sure.
All right. No, it's fine.
The manner in which things are volatile, I couldn't even have the opportunity. And she even mentioned it's not happening for the first time. Hence, my question to her was, say, for how long have you been in this municipality?
Yes, yes. Now, the last thing, Chairperson, is that there's a provision in the MFMA where a wrong decision is taken. Those that are liable for having taken that decision should be liable to carry the cost. I want to know in this instance, now that the decisions that were taken clearly are wrong, at whose cost will that be? Will that be at the cost of the taxpayers, or the municipality will actually, those who took that wrong decision, refusing all the advices given to them, will they be held liably responsible to, I think it's section 171 of the MFMA or 173, if I'm not sure. Thank you, Chairperson.
The province, you need to assist us here, HODDUMA, when you advise the colleagues and they don't want to listen to you. You allow them just let it go as it is, get away with the murder, people becoming the law unto themselves. This is what we do, as if there's nothing that is empowering on your part as the province. Because I think you are empowered in terms of the law, including the constitution of the country. So you say, you just said, the current status quo, let us allow it to happen. You advise people they didn't want to do, and then they are continuing. Somebody's even in this meeting saying, I'm the acting mayor.
Let me explain. After we had discovered, remember the MEC went to meet with the caucus of the ruling party to explain to them that we're invoking Section 106 of the Systems Act. And it was about to investigate those allegations that were there. And after he had left, when council convened, they included other issues. And at the same time, we wrote them a letter where we said, your decision does not conform to your standing rules and orders. So you need to review your decision. So this thing was actually politicized, to be quite honest, to the level where the MEC said, let's not send a letter sensitizing the wrongdoings of the municipality. And we need to engage so that they review their decision. Because remember, if we are saying council has taken a decision and they must review their decision, their standing rules and orders will say, you review the decision after 3 months. And the only thing that we can do is to go to court and apply for a declaratory order. We said, and I said this during the day, this thing of going to court when municipalities defy us as an department, it's creating a further animosity. We don't want to do that. We want to sit down with municipalities and then show them where they have gone wrong. And that is why we have actually written to the municipality. But processes within the ruling party also disturbed us from advising the municipality of their wrong decision. And that's why in this presentation I said they were preemptive. Because when you invoke Section 106, you bring terms of reference. They will guide what is it that you want to do. And after they have provided terms of reference, if there's a preliminary work you have done, which requires certain people must actually be excluded from the decision, you will present a report in council and the executive council and say, because our investigation give us this direction. So because they give us this direction, what we need to do is that the following people who are part of that direction we want to achieve are going to be steppers. So let's take a resolution to suspend them. And that's why I said these people were actually preemptive in their cause, because they are reliant, if I've got to be honest with you, it was on the basis that the mayor's wife is getting social grant and has got a husband who's a mayor. And because of that, the mayor's in discretion. And I said to them, let's put all those things into the investigation. And once our team has investigated and put the recommendations, we will act on the basis of their recommendation. So what was the point for them to actually suspend the mayor without following the procedure? Because they were preemptive, as if the mayor is wrong. So that's where I come in to say, our municipalities, whenever you advise them as COGTA, they defy us. And I've demonstrated in all my presentations that this is a problem. You have seen last night, even to this night, that how we are treated as COGTA. Thanks, Chairperson.
There's no last night and this night. It's only tonight that we're dealing with this matter, HOD. I don't know the last night you're talking about. Maybe the others know about it.
No, my apologies. I was saying during the day.
Oh, last night.
No, my apologies, Chair. Let me indicate that you remember we had a meeting in the morning. We went to the area. So I was referring, I emphasized this meeting. So my apology was to say last night. It was to say, because we are in the AMs now. It was to say, during the course of the day, I explained this thing.
Late night effect.
Yeah, late night effect is counting on my
I know Aurora Begu always opposes me, but he will agree with me that I regard what happened during the day as last night. Because to me, I don't have the day and the night, Chairperson. You know that.
I pity you, Jodi. It's okay. We understand. Yes. And you are one consistent HOD, yes? You have been here with us since these things. All municipalities. You have been here, very consistent. Colleagues, that's where we are. There was a proposal by Honorable Steve to say engaging with this municipality for now is just a waste of time and energy. When are this matter set down for hearing, if you agree the papers were saved on you as an accounting officer?
Yes, Chairperson. Chairperson, we are given 3 weeks to respond to the papers.
It's not on an agenda basis. The normal court motion
is on labor court. It is taken to labor court. We are given 3 weeks to respond to the papers.
So do you have a council resolution to defend the matter?
Not yet, Chairperson.
I'm curious for you to get a council resolution to defend an illegal decision.
Chair, sorry. Chairperson, let me indicate one these other issues. You see, we're having a problem. How do a matter that concerns a political deployee go to the
labor.
It can't go to the labor court.
That's my issue again.
It's got nothing to do with
because
the labor court.
Because that is an interdict and it was supposed to have been done.
An official.
The court won't have jurisdiction, unfortunately.
Thank you,
Chair. It's the kind of legal advice that the people get. And unfortunately, it's not our space and whatever because I'm
Think about when we say, Chair, I'm becoming emotional. That's why when we say to municipalities, you can't do this. This person is an elected official. So the matter must be held political. Why do you go to the labor court as if you are employed? Thanks, Chair.
I'm just equally frustrated like you, HOD. Colleagues, can we adopt the way forward as proposed by Honorable Smith? Unless if there is somebody who has got a contrary view? Let's move to Nala. Nala?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Good evening, Chairperson. Thank you very
much. What happened to your voice?
It's now 2 weeks, Chairperson. I'm not feeling well. But today, I'm feeling well.
Put on your camera.
My appointment was today, but I decided... I decide to come to this meeting because I respect.
No. and we should have been told we could have prioritized you earlier. Just to write a text to the say that's not how we treat people ourselves here. I'm heartbroken by this. Somebody could have alerted, even yourself have got a chat group. Maya, we can't do like this, honestly. We can't. Maya, we can't do that to you, honestly. We can't.
I respect
you. I know we understand and we value your commitment. But up to this hour and you are sick. No, Maya. No way. Colleagues?
Yes, Chair.
And if you look on their issues, there isn't much issues except the issue of the internal ed unit. We did not have the relevant qualification. And then the issue was around the Section 106 investigation. What do you propose we do with this mayor? Because he has been here. Colleagues, how do you deal with this one?
No,
mayor, are you, let me hear from him first. Are you in your position to take questions, though you are sick? But no, I can't allow you to do that. Let me hear the colleagues.
We must protect him, Chairperson, even if you want it.
Yeah, even if he wanted to, I can't allow him to do that.
No, Chair.
I'll be failing on my duty.
No, we must not do that. We're human.
That's inhuman. Majoro, can you then, the committee secretary will liaise with you, ne? When you are well, when you are fully recovered, we can put you with other municipalities, even if it is not the province, at least just to hear you. Or the best thing, we can send you the person for now to complete our work. Then you will respond to them in writing. Is it okay with you?
I'll be happy, Chairperson.
No, we're really sorry about this. It will be, have taken your medication slept long ago. That was not brought to the attention of the Chairperson. Shirin, can you take the mayor's contact details so that you can communicate with the mayor? We apologize. Actually, you should have alerted us as well on this matter if you were in a way. Mayor of the district, how did we arrive here, Honorable Mayor, Executive Mayor of the district? Executive Mayor from the district?
Thank you very much.
We couldn't have arrived here. We are human beings as well. We are human beings as well, eh?
No, I should think.
Yeah?
No, it's correct. It's correct, Chair. I should think you are quite right, Chair. I agree with your ruling and your committee members. Yeah.
Yes. No, it's okay then.
No, thank you very much.
We'll send you questions in writing, Majoro. We wish you well. You must recover. Then, depending on your responses, we'll take it from then. Our committee secretary will liaise with you. Now is the time for the district. District.
Thank you very much.
You are not presenting. Questions are going to be asked to you. There was a question that was asked to you. Yes, respond to the DGM questions and the rest. Then members will follow up. Yay, proceed. You know what to answer.
You are in charge, Chair.
Yay, I'm here. I don't want to be co-opted. I'm loving what I'm doing.
No, thank you very much. Chair, first and foremost, let me welcome the invitation to your committee, Chairperson, and the minister. She was with us during the course of the day, members of the portfolio committee, the leadership of SAGA.
Chair, this morning, because you started with other people, I was supposed to welcome you in my district.
Visual district.
Yes.
Visual district.
Yes.
Okay.
Chair, I should think there are no big questions, but I should think there are some issues that I should think I will allow the municipal manager to tackle them later. But to start with, Chair, the issues that were raised, I did not hear the question of Direko, Honorable Direko. Either she was referring to Nala and Lijoliputo in terms of effective leadership, or effective or ineffective. Maybe he can, if he can, she can actually sort of assist me with that question. I don't know if it was a question or a comment. The second question, sort of issue that was raised, Chair, is on the
district development model.
District development model. Chair, first and foremost, let me brief the committee in terms of DDM. What we've done, Chair, we are not part of the three municipalities that were identified by the Office of the President in terms of piloting the project and the minister. But what we've done, we have tried to use our district as a model of the province. We have started a process in terms of making sure that we comply with the vision of DDM. But before I can get to the details, I want to just, if the Coctor National, they are here, they've omitted some information in terms of the champions. Yes, of course, the two champions that were appointed, at the national level is Sidumo Dlamini and Lindiwe Zulu. And at the provincial level is Honorable Mashilini and Mameki Kabati. And last year, we have called a meeting. It was a planning session, Chair, where the champions were also involved. We gave them the report in terms of the plans of the district. And then we have used the OR Tambo, KZN, as well as Waterbank as our partners, moving with them in terms of putting a profile of the district. And then we have used also there's a circular which is actually crafted by a COCTA at the national level in terms of consolidating our plans of three spheres of government, which is national, provincial, as well as the local sphere. We then use the template in terms of communicating with our municipalities. I must be honest, Chair, the support that we have received from our municipalities in terms of making sure that this concept or DDM is actually working for us. This year, we have actually wrote letters as well. It was before we closed for Christmas holiday. We wrote letters to our municipalities that our IDPs as the district, all local municipalities, we must make sure that at least we consolidate our IDPs, and then we can also take, but the only thing that I should think is actually need to assist us, Chair, is the single budgeting process, because
Now, we have to take the budget speech of different ministers and MECs, and then we consolidate the projects that are deployed in different local municipalities in the district. Therefore, we can have a single plan, which is one plan and one financial plan as well, which is the budget of the district. What we are doing in terms of the budget of the district, we take the monies that are allocated by different ministers and MECs, and then we consolidate that into our financial plan. And then we also take the IDPs of local municipalities, and we can have, we're going to have one a document. We've already started. 2 weeks ago, there was a technical strategic planning where we have invited provincial government, national government officials in terms of assisting us to consolidate our plan. So in the next 2 weeks, we are planning to have a strategic planning where we are going to have the same champions with us. I must be honest with you, Chair, they are actually attending. So we are going to come up as we put our draft budgets as municipalities in March, end of March. We have targeted end of March, and then to make sure that our IDPs are, it's one document of the district from the draft budgets. So the municipal manager, the COCTA at the provincial level, we are together in terms of making sure that even COCTA, they've actually identified Lijwelikutswa as their a project number one in the province to make sure that it's a model in terms of making sure that the DDM is working for the country. Remember, Chair, this initiative, it was just to make sure that we coordinate our activities. Yes, of course, we're not taking powers from different spheres of government, but we are actually consolidating our programs. Because in the past, sometimes we tend to duplicate the projects or programs of government into one place, not knowing that the next door is actually also planning to put a stadium there. And only to find out the Department of Sports, they've actually intended to put a stadium there, and the municipality also earmarked the same space to put a stadium. So the DDM is actually assisting us. COCTA is also running in front of all departments and municipalities to make sure that it's coordinating us all. So as a district, I must actually... I might not give you details in this meeting, Chair, but what I can actually lift, yes, of course, it's a new concept, but it's not a new concept to be quite sure, because, Chair, if you can remember, we've got an IGR Act, which is coordinating us. But the problem is that with the IGR Act is that people, they actually do things voluntarily. Now, we are trying in this model to make sure that we pin down or we make people to sort of connect with this plan. So municipalities in my district, to be quite honest, they are complying. We have started to identify key projects. Each local municipality, they must give us a catalyst project that can boost the economy of that a local municipality. And then we also try to scale down that and put it at a level of a town, a specific town. For example, Ward 1 in Tukulukho, the Gansville town, they must actually give us a project that can actually also assist that town as a town. If they specialize in terms of producing a milk, and then that town, it must be supported by everybody, national government, provincial government, the district, support that municipality in terms of making sure that if that town specializes in terms of producing milk, it must be supported by everybody to produce milk. Therefore, we can create job opportunities in that space, knowing that at least we do have a market for that milk. So the efforts in terms of making sure that that product is running will actually use this DTM, because we have realized that local municipalities, they actually put LED managers as stooges. Now, this time around, we are going to use LED managers as drivers of the economy in the country. So, Chair, the second point that I wanted just to raise with the committee after DTM, I should think, Chair, in terms of our effective leadership in as leadership of the municipality, I should think for the last 3 years, Chair, our PMS is working for us, and then we do assess the senior managers, and then if you can read all our annual reports, they're actually sort of, we are above in terms of the performance, we're above 90%. Sometimes in other years, it will be 96% in terms of performance of the institution, in terms of our SDB. So every quarter, we are tabling our quarterly reports after assessing the financial performance and the performance of the institution in general. We take that report straight to our MPEC committee to assess the report that was actually forwarded to council. And then after that, they can actually report back to council. The same applies to the annual report. The annual report, we table our annual report in January. And then after tabling that report, and then we give that report to the MPEC to go out and talk to the communities in terms of making sure that they report to our communities. In terms of the issues that were raised, Chair, the MIG, I should think the last municipality, which is Tukuluho, that presented, after receiving a report that they are not spending MIG, I went there personally, Chair. The mayor can remember I was with the mayor and the municipal manager. I've actually advised them in terms of how to speed up the process. That is why even COCTA, we have agreed that if we can involve MISA and COCTA also sort of play that critical role to make sure that we spend that money before May this year. In terms of the compliance, Chair, we do share information with our colleagues, which is the local municipalities. I saw in the report of the AG, he was actually sort of talking about the common denominator, which is non-compliance. And we do have sessions in terms of the IGR, in terms of advising the mayors and the municipal managers, as well as the CFOs, to make sure that at least guys, and I remember in one of the meetings, I said, I'm worried because my district is actually sort of taking a downturn. And then that thing is actually sort of putting me in a black sort of bad spot. So we, in terms of the service delivery, the same, we have launched the ICT hub. And then that ICT hub, we are trying to put an infrastructure for shared services in terms of providing services, because COVID-19 gave us the some lessons in terms of we can use the technology in terms of providing services. But we said first and foremost, we have to have this center that can assist us in terms of shared services, in terms of making sure that the assets of your municipality, we can use an electronic system to make sure that your assets are, you should not struggle moving forward, and other sort of services
we were about to complete that process where we have put 8 million to capitalize that project in terms of making sure that everything that we are doing is digital, because we have realized that the municipalities, people are not getting their bills on time. That is why sometimes they pay very late. So we are in that process of making sure that as a district we are sort of assisting the local municipalities. There was a very important question that was asked by Mkalipi. Valuable assumption and valuable suspicions in terms of the request for quotations, that there is a potential of messing up the institution in that regard. I should think the municipal manager will actually expand, but you can see yourself, Chair, in terms of our irregular expenditure, I should think you can see it's only two items, of which the 80,000, if I may just give you a background a bit, also to illustrate our point there. Look, there are people who are, it's not easy to detect them because ICPRO, so we don't have that software of which the national AG and the national treasurer, they are using in terms of analyzing the bidders. But this time around, or that year of 2018-2019, to be quite honest, it was a person who's working for the municipality, and then we have actually put some remedial action plan in terms of overcoming that. But the difficulty is that we don't have that a software which is used by the South African Police Services. You were the minister chairperson. You know that that system cannot be given to everybody because it can be misused to a certain extent. But we are trying to put some measures to make sure that we control that space. So, Chair, I should think I can give the municipal manager just to maybe to respond to some areas of the questions that were asked by the committee members. Thank you much.
Thank you, Honorable Councillor Mandelis. Can we then allow the MM, you must first introduce yourself, please.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and members.
Hey.
Good night.
Good morning. It is very good.
It's 12.
Good morning.
Good
morning already.
It's Chairperson. I think my name is Palisa Kautam, the district municipal manager. Chairperson, I think my executive mayor has really covered the comments and the inputs and even questions that were posed. I'm not sure if there's still some areas that were not covered. I will be guided by the House through you, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Police.
Chairperson, for the last time, I will never come again.
HOD, you have to. When it's necessary, you have to.
Yes, I want to indicate, Chair. This is one district that I'm actually confident with when it comes to the district development model. Nepalisa Kauta and Tate Kangelizwe. This is the municipality in terms of the district that have developed one district plan, as DDG Fosu was indicating that the reason why some of the district champions still have to understand, as you also said in your opening remarks that most of the district champions do not understand the district development model. But literally put, in our province, have created a platform for one plan, which we are now all of us moving to. And that model that they implemented has actually advised other district municipalities so that we can have one provincial plan. And that's what I am really comfortable with, because Mayor Ganeliswe and Mayor Palisa Kauta, including the entire team, they have been able to live up to the expectation. And what I may also indicate is that, look, we had an asset in Lejoliputo in terms of Pakistan, but the program that they have actually put in place, Lejoliputo Pakistan Raceway, they are in the process together with the provincial government and the gambling authority to turn it into an international racing race course. Because you have BMW, Mercedes-Benz, because they will say the one that is in Joburg is quite expensive. And literally put to a stand, Pakistan stands the international standard. And I can tell you now that even who's this guy who's known with the racing, the one who just won this international racing now, I'll remember the name. He's actually also put $8 million in advance to try and fix the track racing. So these are the, because of Lejoliputo Economic Development Agency that they have established. I said about what is going to happen in Masilonyana, assuming the responsibility of SASO around classification. And now we have this one, where the Lejoliputo Airport is going to be an international airport. And they are also going to build a hotel there so that all these raising issues can be attended to. But we'll provide that report with the details, Chair. While there may be issues indeed around governance, but the prospects in terms of planning, economic development are there. And I want to, even for a very last time, applaud Mayor Ganeliswe, because he's being very influential, including Mayor Spielman, around ensuring that we replace economic development around Machabeng from mining and agriculture to tourism. Thanks, Chair.
It's the first time since we started to interact with you, HOD, since the previous year, I hear you talking like this. I don't, but it's okay. It's the first time. We have worked with this so detailed. It's the first time I hear you talking like this. But at least where it's worth the compliment, let it be. There's a hand of Honorable Mkalisi.
Yes, Chair. Thanks for the presentation from the District Mayor, Ganeliswe. Chairperson, just a quick one. The District Mayor attempted to respond to my question of concern that I raised earlier on in terms of the 9 compliance areas that was reported during the presentation of the AG on the procurement and contract management, specifically when the AG said that some of the quotations were awarded to bidders that did not score the highest points in the evaluation process. I think as HOD of COCTA just said that District Mayor Ganeliswe is very influential. And then he must be very influential to deal with such things, because his influence is going to diminish very soon if he's not going to be bold by dealing with such elements. I always said to this committee chairperson and district mayor that
the beautiful reports that we receive from different stakeholders when we deal with municipalities, they are very good in putting in a good English. But as an activist yourself, you will know when we talk about this kind of things that are reported here, especially some of the quotations were awarded to bidders that did not meet the standard. That is corruption. That is plain corruption. So we love to hear from the mayor specifically and clearly on how did you dealt with that such conduct of your people in your bid committees, and how did you resolve it? And on your own presentation, Mayor, we are saying that the investigation in irregular expenditure is still in progress. And I think that it's just that I don't have a presentation in front of me, Chairperson. But I thought that you also mentioned that we will get that kind of response in terms of still the investigation that is still in progress towards the end of the year. Maybe just share with us as this committee why you're taking so long. Because it must be the cause for concern as a district mayor, because we are not going just to tell us a report in passing. You must act, and where Nababungangile is, as I know you, you'll be also sleep very peacefully at night if you have dealt with such elements. As well as on your own presentation, Babungangile, I'm worried, Chairperson. If you remember very well when we dealt with Amatol, the issue of, I think it was a recommendation from the provincial treasurer to have AMA disciplinary boards is one of the recommendations to deal with this element of corruption that is also engulfing our municipalities. So in your presentation, Baba, we are saying that there's no case that was reported. So my worry is that, Chair, if I'm looking at the presentation that was presented by AG on the specific matter of quotations, and then now the report of the executive mayor saying that, no, we have a disciplinary report that is supposed to deal with such cases, but there's nothing that has been reported to us. So this DC is waiting for cases. Please just share with us how does it work. Please also clarify this issue of debt impairment of councillors' remuneration over payment of 21 million. What effect does it have in terms of the service delivery? And then the last one, Chairperson, under root causes that was reported by the AG. I'm very worried about this. I can't expect this from you. District Mayor Babungangile, is the slow or no response to improving on key controls and addressing risk areas. Senior managers and political leadership, which is the executive and accounting officers, do not respond with the required agency. It can be. Because if the district have that attitude, I'm very happy because the MM is still here. If the MM, the executive and accounting officers have that attitude, you are also expected to ensure that the municipalities that are under your district also address some of the concerns in terms of what the AG is raising. But now, if it's reported at a district level, surely it will raise a cause for concern. Thanks very much, Chairperson.
I think that's the only hand that I saw on the platform for now. Unless if I am committing some votes. The other issue that I wanted to raise with you, I think in my opening remarks, as we said, of hope in the districts because of your relatively favorable audit outcomes over the last three financial year and the executive mayor, and your commitment to reduce the irregular expenditure. I've raised that because in 2017-18, you were at 14.2 million. In 2018-19, it came down to 583,000. But then you have been with us. I deliberately put you last solely for this reason. You have observed what's happening in our local municipalities. The municipalities which you have got a constitutional role to support. Do you have a structured program that I can say you are embarking on to make sure that you transfer these good financial management practices to your locals as expected by the law? That's the issue that I wanted to raise with you. The other issue, this issue of the mega allocation for Macedonia, the 2019-20 mega allocation. What have yourself done as the district? Because that grant has been recapitulated to yourselves as the funds risk being lost by Macedonian creditors who had repeatedly attached the municipality's bank account. They themselves, they never mention it when we interacting with them. So we just want to understand what have you done with this allocation yourself to the district? Because then it was then regazetted to you. Definitely, I think you're the one who's going to then, I don't know how it is done. I want to understand how do you deal with that. Other issue to say then, I think out of what you've said on yourself isn't voluntary participating on this district model, maybe in future you can share with us the best practices, maybe from yourselves. In future when we interact with you, Executive Mayor, you can be able to share with us maybe the best practices also on what your political champions are doing, except having meetings with them. But the issue of the locals within you with the, because I would say with respect as Honorable Juma has said, where we managed to get adequately clear responses was Machaveng. Maybe Nala we were going to get adequate responses. Unfortunately, one had to then release the poor man. Tukulo, I had to pack them because they are serious challenges. Same with your Macedoniana, and now you have just heard what is happening in Tualoki. But these are all the district the locals within the district. I will also want to hear from the MMs as well, whether you have a structured support structure where then you also support. And then I want to also understand the extent of your IGR meetings. Are they just a get-together meetings? Because I think those IGR in the district should be the ones. But you can't force a horse to drink water. If they are also not coming requesting your support, because I should think if I was a local in that municipality, I would emulate the best practices that are then there in the district and try to copy some of the stuff. But that's not the situation that we are picking up from your municipalities. So I want you both to comment on those issues. MM and Mayor, Executive Mayor, in that regard. And the other questions as raised by Honorable Members. Honorable Honorable, are you covered?
I'm covered,
Honorable Honorable. You're covered?
I'm covered, thank you.
Okay. The other members, where are you? You are fine. Silence means covered or you want to sleep. We are almost there, colleagues. Chair. Yes, over to you. Who's calling the chair?
Okay, Chair,
you know, sometimes, Chair, we get to these meetings, we get briefings from other forces. I'm sorry, I wanted just to be specific, because, you know, sometimes to answer a question generally, I know that at this level we should not be specific. But I wanted just to check with Honorable Mkhalipi. She is talking about the request for quotations, that there's actually a potential of losing the space there. Maybe you can actually sort of give me one example for me to be clear, because I know that there are people who are serving with me in that council. Maybe they've got information that I don't have. Just to clarify me, because you know these interactions, Chair, you learn a lot from these interactions. If you can just sow by your mind and listen to the quality of questions that are being asked and the direction which is being given by the same questions, maybe if Honorable Mkhalipi can actually sort of show me a specific area of concern on the request for quotations. Maybe he can actually give me one line item, because the audit outcome that we are discussing today is only two line items that are actually reflected there. The above one, I said, we don't have capacity in terms of using that software which is can actually detect the employees of government from the CIPRO or information. But I wanted just to check, because she's actually repeating this question. Maybe can before I can answer other questions, I wanted just to take a flow and then take them all instead of coming back again. You can just clarify me a bit.
Okay, Chair. No, that was not my intention to confuse the district mayor. But my question is based on the presentation from the AG chairperson. I thought you'll come into my rescue, Chair. Under the non-compliance, let me just quickly check. It's just that I'm using my phone now.
I'll help you to check as well as you're checking.
Yeah. Okay. So, it's under the topic on the presentation that it says disregard for compliance with legislation. And then it says non-compliance areas, 2018-2019 and 2017-2018. And then it says that under procurement and contracts management, district mayor. So it raises some concern to say that some of the quotations were awarded to bidders that did not score the highest points in the evaluation.
Okay.
The clarity is there, Babu Ngangulizwe, to say that if you can share with us, how did you deal with this situation? Because, you know, it's a formal a document from the AGs. And all our discussions here has been guided by the AGs, let alone that we also engage with the particular presentation that was presented by the district mayor, by HOD on behalf of COGTA, National Department, but the main one is the AGs who's going to give us the picture. So that's where I was coming from, to say that it can't be you. I'm not saying that anyone can just come here, but I know specifically why I'm saying that it's coming to you.
I must be the last one to do it.
Yes, Babu Kangezise. Thank you very much, Chair.
No, thank you very much, Chair. I should think I'm clear.
Yes. Before that, Honorable Kangezise, before that HOD as well, they're on that same point. Another issue in the AG raised that
awards were made to providers who were in the service of other state institutions or whose directed principal shareholders were in the service of the other state institutions. And then, whereas there's prohibition to that, we would like to also hear how is the MM trying to remedy that. And those who awarded quotations to bidders that did not score the highest points in the evaluation process, what actually happened to that effect? And then the other issue is in relation to the quality of the annual financial statements. They are saying they were not prepared in all material respects in accordance with the requirements of the MFMA. In that, Executive Mayor, which is critical, you never invited the local communities to submit representations also in connection with your 2017-18 annual report. That is a very critical aspect also as well of public participation. Yes. So those are the issues that, as Honorable Mkalipu was saying, she thought I'm going to raise them with you. Then coming also to the irregular expenditure that has decreased. That, yes, we appreciate and applaud you there for the commitment, but that 583,000, what is made up? And then did you also then invoke consequence management for all those other previous financial year irregular expenditure incurred? So that include you got only irregular expenditure yourself. I didn't see any other these other ones of fruitless, wasteful expenditure. We didn't see. Yours is only the irregular expenditure. And yes, when one understands the irregular expenditure, so these other things is also dependent on other people. That's why you are found wanting to that effect. So that's the issue. Then also focusing on service delivery. As a district, I will have got reason to believe if you are not a water service authority, but you could be a water service authority. Can be that you are not a. In terms of this, your level and state of service delivered, because this good performance that we are seeing, it must be linked also to the kind of services you are providing to the communities. And then if the communities didn't input on your annual report, but I'm not saying anything, but you tell us, how do you rate in your level of services to the community? Then HOD, you can come in, then the MM will come in, then the mayor will come in, and we are moving towards wrapping up the meeting. We won't go, we should be out of here in the next 10 minutes.
No, thanks, Chair. I do not want to create an impression that I have got a soft heart for legal people. But that is one municipality. You may have actually picked it up that we deferred to the mayor on a number of issues. But what is important is that legal people is our model. Yes, in the current financial year, they are sort of qualified, but the first district to give us unqualified report with no matters in audit, it was legally good.
You are fading. Are you sleeping, HOD, while you are waking? You are fading.
No, I'm saying, my phone is it's actually flat, so I'm trying to create a platform so that you can hear me. And thanks for Chair for reminding me. So I was saying, legally put, yes, we may have differences in terms of certain approach, but it's our model. Legally put, it's one municipality that has received, first municipality, unqualified report with no matters, clean audit. But because of other issues that happened, you would recall, Chair, at the time when they got their clean audit, Mayor Spielman was a mayor. Mayor Gagnelizwe was a local mayor. And after 2016 local government election.
Mayor Steelman was the district mayor of the district mayor, and Mayor Ngangelize was the local mayor of Machabi.
Yes. And
It makes sense now what you're talking about when I'm trying to connect the dots. Proceed. It makes sense. HOD? What happened to our HODs? The better flex.
Yeah.
Let's allow the MM, then the mayor will be last.
Let me finish off. Absilia.
You are back. Okay, yes. Sorry.
I was saying, Mayor Ngangelizwe went to he was in Machabe and went to the district. Mayor Spielman went to Machabe. And the projects that they have actually put forward have actually been working. The escalation of performance at the district, it was under Mayor Ngangelizwe, who propagated that municipalities must be assisted around the following issues. A number of issues are political, but their performance as the department in terms of getting Section 71 report and making sure that things do happen and the support to their local municipalities happens. So they have been doing that. But because of certain issues, the way the mayor has actually articulated, it created an atmosphere that the district appeared to have been as not being able to support their local municipalities. But we've got evidence of the kind of support they have provided to local municipalities, including what you see now in Machabe. It is a result of the efforts made by the district. But because there were always those political issues in Machabe, they could not perform the way they wanted to perform. You would recall even what the mayor was explaining around how she was crucified when the only problem, I can say, was that the mayor issues that affected the then municipal manager were communicated in a public radio instead of being communicated in council. And he was upfront to say, look, out of the frustration, I had to communicate because people were talking to Radio Lesotho. So I had to go there and give responses. But the reality that ourselves as a department were aware of, like the 240 deviations, why would an accounting officer do such? And later come back and complain about the executive mayor is making his life difficult. We want to have a session where both Machabeng and the district will brief the committee on all political issues that have impacted on them, making impact and achieving their plans in line with the Constitution. So these are some of the issues I wanted to indicate, Chairperson, to say we are prepared to give a written report on all those issues because some of the issues have been raised as misconceptions. Thanks, Chairperson.
Yes, HOD. We must allow the MM to respond to our specific questions from the AG's report. Then the executive mayor will add where he feels she has not adequately responded to our questions. MM.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and members. Chairperson, there was a question on the electrification grant that we received on behalf of Masilonyana
may we inform the committee that we were able to install the MV line, and we are in the second phase now of installation of the electricity now to households. But because of other processes due to Eskom, we will be following that process of Eskom, which will, upon finalizing it, we will be able to do the installation. So in a nutshell, the grant was successfully implemented for the question raised on that grant. The second one is on the irregulars that you have incurred, which they are about two figures. The executive mayor had already alluded to the fact that internally we would have processes and controls that we have that would say when people are bidding, we give them MBD form, which there is all disclosures that they have to put. Some will be falsely disclosing. That's one area that we can detect, the false disclosure. That is one of the lead to the 80,000 that we have on our presentation. So on those, we have given AG though to show that as we go through a process, this is how we want to see that we have followed due diligence controls. But it is beyond us. I think the mayor has elaborated further on the question of us not having a system at this level, because it is not a system that can be given to anybody to just check anyone where they are and how they do their business. So we have also indicated to AG that this will remain a challenge for as long as we are not allowed to have that system. And they are having a system by their nature of an institution. So I think within the policy, that's what we raised. We do set a high intended key controls, but at the practical level, there are still some limitations, Chairperson. I think the committee should note. Now, what am I saying? Most municipalities will be found wanting on issues that are beyond them, even though they would have tried to follow the processes. This is the case with Lejwele Putswa. Now, therefore, you would find that you had required a service, a proper process was followed, you received a service. Now it's irregular just because the person did not formally disclose. That is one thing that we are sitting with on top of what I had already indicated as a challenge. The second one is the 583 chairperson. On that one, you still do follow a process, meaning you advertise, there is a mistypo in the advert. You follow through the processes in relation to the bid up to a level where you appoint. Now, one, because of mistypo, AG will say an internal control. Yes, you will also take a blame that, ish, why didn't I say, I see that this A should have been a B in a literal sense. The second one would be the bidding would say you have awarded the highest points instead of the lowest. In this case, Chairperson, at this level, most people would like to be the lowest bidders because they know the process says take the lowest bidder. Now, when you go through the proper process, which will entail your bidding processes, that entails your committees, you realize that, yes, this is the lowest bidder, but in terms of capability, it will be something that may not be realizable when you are to appoint. And remember, upon proper processes that you would have engaged with the process and you see the risk, you are still allowed to take the highest bid and provide a motivation. But Chairperson, I would like to say, to a certain degree, we have been on unqualified for the past 8 years. AG must find something to disqualify us and to say we are irregular. And can I say this? In most cases, we would have followed the processes, but there will be those internal small elements in relation to one element in each process, which will just say you are now irregular. your advert is there, you didn't include local content. Because of the wording local content, even though your committees constitute well, the sittings were well, the process is well, you will still be irregular. This is the type of irregular processes that the municipality has found themselves for the past 4 or 5 years that I've been in the municipality. And most of the time when I go to PROPEC, I still know them by heart. And to a degree that when MPEC, which the MPEC chairperson is within our midst here, when MPEC listens to these processes, they will be like, are you sure? And then we give them evidence and they will say, including the opposition party members in the committee, they will say, "Ash, the intention of this process was not ill, and therefore the results are showing show cause, and now we have no reason not to say this is not recoverable." Hence, Chairperson, so to say, to conclude my remarks on this one, all our irregulars have been able to each year been investigated and concluded and sent to council, and with recommendations that are succinct to say we did not find any error in this process. But I would say those errors that I've highlighted would be the errors as per what the AG would have given as reasons. And the other one would be the support we're giving to the local municipalities chair. We need to be honest to say at this level, the district is just grant dependent at 99.5%. And with that, with the level of technical support that we are giving, we are having audit committee shared services. We used to have one with Machabeng until they appointed their own. We used to have one with Masilonyana until there was time where the annual financials were not completed, as we have heard in the past from the report. But we are using such technical processes to support the municipality. We are having, even at this level, at the level of the district, we are having extended portfolio committees that would have an HR one or corporate service one, where we would invite our MNCs and our directors from locals to serve in our corporate service portfolio committees, including in the environmental health and disaster one, etc. Chairperson. But to close the part of support, at this level with the support, it's a bit technical, which will lead to those elements of success where the HOD has indicated that through those initiatives we would find it might not be tangible, but it might be leading to somehow the success of the support that we'd have given. In the past years, we would have 1 or 2 million provided to locals. Like in the previous years, we had a million or 2 million towards Tswelopele to cap the water leakages, which was conducted and concluded successfully, and there was a limitation of those water leakages. That is the type of support that we would be giving in the IDPs. It would show the amount provided. Like the mayor said, this year the support more went to the entity so that it can do the support to all the local municipalities, of which almost 8 million of our budget has been given there, so that ICT is improved and we can service our locals. As we would know that in some municipalities, the ICT in terms of telecommunication, internet is still a challenge. And we were targeting such municipalities as pilot, like your Masilonyana, etc. So we are still in the phase where we are establishing such. Chairperson, I'm not sure if I have really tried to answer some of those questions that I picked up, but in case there is something that we still need to talk to, maybe the mayor will also address. And in the midst, there is also a CFO, even something that I did not address. Thank you.
You see, it does that now. We are tired. You started so well, but this issue to say, AG, we always find a way to disqualify us.
put something on, you know, the dispute resolution mechanism that you have to deal with that. How? Ne? Prior to them issue at the management later stage, I think that's the way to deal with this matter. But yeah, for another day. Executive Mayor?
Oh, thank you very much, Chair and members of the committee. To take a trouble of sitting with us almost 19 hours. Chair, let me start with your first question, the IDP process. You know, Chair, I've advised, because, you know, the AG, sometimes they give us young South Africans who are from school. Some of them are actually sort of still at school. I have to take them through how the process goes in terms of the IDP.
Is the annual report, not the IDP?
The annual report.
Yes.
Okay, both of them. No, it's both of them. It's ITP and the annual report. It's the process of the consultation with the communities. In our case, our constituents is Machabeng, Masilonyana, Nala, Tswelopele, and Tokologo. If I've invited the strategic offices, the mayor, speaker, and ward committee members and ward councillors, and then that is my constituents, because I can't go to a ward level. A ward level, it would be much happy, okay, if I'm doing consultation. If I've consulted and there's a delegation of 20 people from Machabe, even if Baba Tate, but if that 20 is there, which is required in a ward, and I'm presenting my case, I am presenting to my constituents. So I've clarified them here. They were actually sort of missing the point. They even gave me an example of Fezile Dabe. I said, Fezile Dabe, they are actually intruding the space which is belongs to LOGA. Their constituents is municipalities. Okay? So I've clarified that one. And for your information, Chair, from Monday, from Tuesday, I've been engaging this of the AG. I should think about 4 or 5 paragraphs. The same process where I have to clarify them. They don't understand. Sometimes immediately you give them a clarity, they then understand.
They have a copy of the constitution with you then?
The copy of? No, no, I don't have.
Because I wanted us to read to get allowed the jurisdiction of the district municipality. But for another day.
Okay, fine.
Because you see, I'm just trying to talk to you. You are a water service authority. Example. And then you want to tell us that you're not going to consult the constituencies in the ward because they are in Machabeng. And the Machabeng is not, I'm just giving a classical example. When Machabeng is not a water service authority, how do you then consult with all the consumers within Machabeng municipality?
On that one, Chair, it was a service. Okay.
Where you are providing a service.
Section 78 kicks in there. If that service was provided in a particular methodology, now you are changing it, then you have to sort of take Section 78 of the Systems Act and start to consult consumers of that product. But Chair, without wasting your time,
yes.
There is a question that I don't know, it was Honorable Kalipi or yourself, of 29 million. Chair, thank you very much for this question. It was in my notes here.
I wanted just to share this experience with you. And this thing will be forever having it. Check, 2006, COCTA released a upper limit gazette, the draft one. The final one that was actually given to us very late actually changed the formula of allocating points. And the district municipalities were affected by the point system. Therefore, the Lijweliputswa district municipality and the COCTA, we have agreed that we have to correct this error because the intention was not to downgrade the municipalities, but it was just to give a formula. Now for 3 years, if it's not 4 years, the COCTA in the province, they gave us a concurrence in terms of keeping us at level 5 instead of 4. Later, we have agreed with the province. I should think when I arrived here in Lijweliputswa 2016, I therefore agreed with the councillors that we must go to level 4 because seemingly this thing is actually sort of a dragging. But we've agreed that we must pay a specific portion of which councillors have paid that money. Now, this 29 is not 29, it's because of interest. So we are requesting, because we cannot actually write off this, because it's going to keep our books dirty forever. Some of the councillors, they are no more. Some of the councillors, they are in the list of indigent community members. So it means we are not going to recover this money. So we are requesting the office of the Minister, COCTA National, to assist us in terms of coordinating a meeting with the National Treasurer. And then we can write off this and we remove it in our books. And I should think the committee must also assist us in terms of making sure that we facilitate that. Maybe, Chair, as I'm closing, the Office of the Auditor General, they are invited by the Office of the Speaker to the council meeting to present their report, the final report of audit. Immediately after that, the municipal manager is required to develop a remedial action plan in terms of correcting issues that were raised by Auditor General, of which that is what we are doing almost every year. And above all, the chairperson of the MPEC, they investigate all those areas and then give a report to council to say we can write off this, we cannot recover this. Goods were delivered. The only problem that we are sitting with as a committee is that there is a paper or a document that was not actually included in the submission. Hence, you've actually sort of have this irregular expenditure. So we received those reports from the chairperson of MPEC. And then, Chair, as I'm closing, I should think I must actually quickly correct Nade Duma without rejecting what he has said. I've started to be a mayor at Lijweliputswa 2006. The municipality was sitting at a level of the adverse report. So I left the institution for 2010. It was actually at a level of unqualified. I went to Machabeng. When I arrived at Machabeng in 2010, in Machabeng it was 10 years, disclaimer from 2000. I've worked there for
7 years. In my last year of my studying, I've managed to get the unqualified report. It's still an unqualified report even today. So what I'm trying to say, I don't think maybe Dr. Duma, you are missing the point. Visually put, I can't remember us getting a clean audit there. Maybe you are actually sort of mixing with, what is this municipality? Fezledad. It was Fezledad, not ourselves. So, Chair, the request that I wanted just to put to the committee, please, as a committee members and members of parliament, I mean to say, please assist us to connect with the National Treasurer and the provincial sort of a national cocktail in terms of a writing of this 29 million. Because, Chair, it is actually sort of haunting us. Our books are not clean because of this 29 million. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Now, at least the PDO of Felga has clarified. I was going to behave like the AGS work. The issue that you failed to clarify to us, Executive Mayor, is that in Free State, all local municipalities are water service authorities, and the district municipalities are not. So yourself then, you are not a water service authority, because my argument when I'm saying tell me the constitution, I thought you are a water service authority.
Okay.
That's what I think, that's what also the age might be thinking. I don't know, I don't want to speak on their behalf, because if that is the case, then if you are not, then you don't have a constituency down there. Your constituency, you are very right, at the locals. Then when you do consultations, you'll do it up to the locals level. That's it. That's why now, for a municipality like you, when you are not even a water service authority, you need then to talk to the support, because then there's a constitutional provision for you. How you are supporting this local in terms of, that's why you established yourself. But it's a discussion for another day. We are exhausted. We need to end it here. There was Tupu, what do you call it? Tupu, can you help me?
Tupu.
We had packed it with the request of the mayor to go, and then, no, they said, the colleague said, no. What will do, Mayor, can you go back and attempt to respond to all our questions in writing? I'm going to only give you up to today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
By midday on Friday, you could have submitted all our written responses to the committee secretary. And I think we're going to engage with you when we engage again with fellow peers. We'll try to find space in the next term so that we further engage with you. And when we do that, the district will want to also get a presentation from you, Councillor Ngangelize, that will be talking on the structured support of the two. I think out of our discussions, as I said, you might have picked up certain issues that we feel we were not comfortable with. We can't exhaust this matter. It's a lot of the issues that we have to deal with. But let me thank you, Executive Mayor. Also, thank you, the mayors that are still here, including you, Speaker Rasehu in particular, and all the MMs that are still with us this time of the morning, our distinguished colleagues from the parliamentary section, support staff, including from the Department of DCOC. I see that there are still a sizable number of you, including the advisor to the Minister Vukani. I can see you're still here with us. We want to thank you, all the mayors, Mayor Spielman, Mayor, to mention the name, Siage, and who else? Mayor who again?
Mshodi.
Mayor Mshodi, and who? Mayor who again?
Mukhuje.
Yeah. All of you mayors, we want to thank you together with your PMTs and the senior members of the management team. So I think the municipalities that we should then interact with as a matter of agency soon, it will be Tselopele, Tshukuluko, and then Dinala also, depending on how do they respond to our questions. And we still then want to again apologize to the mayor of Nala that we have been informed that he's not well. I'll also plead with you, all of you colleagues, when you are sick, don't come to work when you are sick. Yours is to stay at home. At some point, you must also learn to delegate because we must also value this life. There's no any other life once you then... what we normally do, we come and bury you and forget about you. And then your family will suffer. So that's the issue that I wanted to, as I close this meeting, to say, yes, it has been a robust, you see, every day, even on our part, we learn something new. Everybody learn out of exercise. We don't know some of you. I want you to go home with this message. Some of us, we don't know you, but we're just dealing with issues as they were in front of us. And what we are trying to do, the beauty about this committee, we speak with one voice. Our interest is the voters out there, the people. So when we hold you to account, we are not doing it for ourselves. We are speaking on behalf of the voiceless. So that's the message that colleagues must understand, that we don't hate anybody. Majority of us don't know you, because as for me, I'm staying here in my rural province where I'm normally just that there's not even a sea and everything, but I'm okay. So we just doing what we were supposed to do. Oversight, that's our job, because some of us, we understand why we're members of parliament. We are doing what we are. That's why you even are seeing us. There's no overtime for the work that we are doing. We are just doing it because we feel we have got this obligation, moral responsibility to do what we are doing. And as we tell you, we are going to reconvene at 9. We're going to be on the same exercise tomorrow at 9, maybe until this time, which is at any municipalities as well. So basically, that's it. So you take it in good faith to say this interaction will also help you to go and correct your shortcomings and weaknesses, so that when we reconvene again, unfortunately, you are still stuck with us until 2024. And then once we call you to come to our committee, we have a mechanism that every quarter will be meeting with you to assess the progress. Because it won't, otherwise it will defeat the purpose until we make sure that all the issues as we picked up, they are fully addressed. That's how we operate in this committee. So we want to thank all of you, Executive Mayor, as the leader of the team. Yes, thank you so much. You can go and rest. Some of you are elderly people. Go and rest.
Thank you very much.